Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin, daf Chav Vav, and we are starting near the top with Halacha Vav and Vilna Sura's daf. It's on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And this mission is really another case similar to the previous one, where a person puts down two Ervin, one in one direction, one in the other direction, and he makes it Tanai. Imba Chacham and Mizrach, Eruvil Mizrach. If there's going to be a Chacham coming to the east, so then I want my Erev to be to the east, so that I could go hear the Chacham's Joshua. Bamina Meirev, Eruvil Meirev. If he comes from the west, I want my Erev to be towards the west, so that I could go to him over there. But mikan, if there's going to be two chachamim, l'makom she'aretz eilech, I want to be able to choose whichever chacham I want to go to. Loy ba loy mikan v'loy mikan, and if no chacham comes, hareini kibnei iri, I'm like the people of my city, that I just have 2,000 amos in every direction, and I'm not going to be using either of my eruvin. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, if one of these chachamim coming is his rebbe, so then we assume that he's going towards his rebbe's direction and not the other one. Shnehem rabbeisav, if both of them are his rebbeim, l'makom she'aretz eilech, so then he could go to whichever direction he wants. The Gemara clarifies, there are those that teach that his stipulation was that if the Chacham comes from the Mizrach, then his Erev is going to be towards the Mayriv. How does that make sense? The one who says, like we have in our Mishnah, that if the Chacham comes from the Mizrach, the Erev is towards the Mizrach, that's talking about a Chacham. Maybe the God Hadar, or a big Rosh Yeshiva, or a Chasha visiting Rav, and he wants to go in that direction to be able to hear Torah from that great person. Whereas Man Demar B'Mayriv, according to the other Man D'Amar of Mayriv, that his Erev is in the opposite direction, B'Ragil, that's talking about a regular person. In other words, there's two people coming. One of them is a chacham, and one of them is a ragil. Ragil is just a guy who teaches kids how to say shema and daven and things like that, but not somebody whom he would make an eruv for to be able to extend his tchum to see him. And that's what we're referring to, where the ragils come from one direction, the chachams come from the other direction, and this person's stipulation is that im ba min ha-mizrach, my eruv is to the mayriv. That means im ba, the regular guy from the mizrach, that means that the chacham is coming to the mayriv, and that's why I'm using my eruv to the mayriv. And Rabbi Yehuda Amir, he tells us, and we're not really gyrus that. And moving on to Halacha Zayin with another Mishnah discussing the same idea of putting down two different Erevin, but his discussion is really in regards to Yontif and Shabbos. That's what Mishnah tells us. Rabbi Lezer says, Yontif shu samach l'Shabbos, bein mefuneh, bein melacharei, Yontif is right next to Shabbos, either before it or after it, which means Yontif's on Friday or Yontif's on Sunday. And the main case we're going to be discussing is that Yontif is on Friday, leading right into Shabbos. So ma'ariv adam shnei Erevin, a person could put down two Eruvin. Vayamani could say as follows: Eruvi Arishon leMizrach. My first Eruv is towards the east. Vasheni leMayriv. My second is towards the west. Or Harishon leMayriv. Vasheni leMizrach. My first is towards the west. My second is towards the east. And that basically means that on Yontif he's allowed to go in one direction, and on Shabbos he's going in a totally different direction. Or he puts on only one Eruv and he says Eruvi Harishon. I want my Eruv to be only for the first day, just for Yontif. And Vasheni Kibnei Iri. In regards to the second day, in regards to Shabbos, I just want to be like the people of my city. I don't want to be limited in one direction. I just want to have my regular tchum like everyone else in the city. Or he puts down the Erev and he says, Hasheni, that I want the Erev to be chal only for the second day for Shabbos. V'horishayin kibnei iri, but on the first day, I just want to be like everyone in my city. And that's because according to Belezer, when we have two Kaddosh days, two holy days right next to each other, that's considered two Kedushas. It's two separate days, time spans of holiness, and they're not connected to each other. Therefore, we could have Erev for one day here and Erev for one day there, no problem. Whereas the Chum say that no. Ma'arev l'ruach achas, oy enim arev kol ikr, oy ma'arev l'shnei yamim, oy enim Arav Kol Iker, and the Gemara is going to explain that the Chacham are basically saying they are only able to make an Erev in one direction for the whole span of 2 days. You can't make two separate Erevin in two separate directions, and you can't make an Erev for one day, but not for the other day. It doesn't work like that. And that's because according to the Chachamim, when we have two holy days next to each other, that's considered Kedusha Achas, or at least we're besuffic that maybe it's considered Kedusha Achas. And therefore, if it's one long holy day, you can't split that day up into two, with one Erev being for this half and one Erev being for that half. Therefore, it's got to be one Erev for the entire span of this 2 days of Yontif and Shabbos. However, there's a catch over here. Kenyan Shvisa for Yontif doesn't work for Shabbos. He can't just put down an Erev Yontif on Thursday afternoon, and that work not only for Friday, which is Yontif, but also continue into Shabbos. That's a Kenyan for Yontif that doesn't work for Shabbos. But the problem is, he also can't place down two Erevin Erev Yontif, one for Yontif, one for Shabbos, because an Erev only works the day right before, not 2 days before, which would mean technically that he would have to place down an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, but that's a problem of Achana. You can't be Mechin, you can't prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. Therefore, he would have to somehow place the Erev down on Erev Yontif with the intention that it's for Yontif and for Shabbos, but also reuse it on Yontif for Shabbos. Sounds pretty complicated. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Ketan Yaseh, what exactly is supposed to do in Shitas Chachamim? And the answer is Melicha Berishain, he brings his Erev to the place where he wants to put it down for the first day, meaning Thursday afternoon, right before Yontif starts. He brings his Erev to the place where he wants it. V'yachshech Allah. Alav. Yachshich means he waits till it gets dark right next to his Eruv, so he stays in that place. He can't just put it down and go back home. He has to stay in the place until it becomes dark, until it becomes Yontif. Now he was kind of Shvisa for Yontif, actually physically being with his Eruv, and he also had in mind that he wants it to be for Shabbos. But then what does he do? V'noitalai, he takes the Eruv with him, Ubalai, and he goes back home. And Ubisheni, for the second day, meaning Erev Shabbos on Yontif, he goes back to that same place with the same Eruv, which he now is reusing for Shabbos, Machshechalav, he stays there waiting until it gets dark on Shabbos, V'eichloi, and then he eats it, Ubaloi, and then he goes back home, Nimtza Mistakar Balichasai, Umistakar Beiruvai, turns out that he gained with his going, and he gained with his Erev that he got to eat it, and in this way he took care of all the issues. Erev Yomtif, he was in that very place itself, he had in mind that this Erev is for both Yomtif and for Shabbos, and since he was in that place where his Erev was already on Yomtif, when he goes back there later on in Yomtif, it's not considered a Hachana for Shabbos, because he already had in mind that this was for Shabbos, and he was in that place already as well. And then once again, he's Machshech for Shabbos, and so he has his Erev for Yontif and for Shabbos. However, Chavav and Beis on top, Nechel Berishon, Erev L'Rishon, V'in Erev L'Sheni, if the Erev somehow got eaten on the first day on Yomtif, it's only valid Erev for Yontif, and not for the second day, not for Shabbos. And because of this, Armolhen Reb Lezer told the Chamim, Maitim Atem L'Shen Shtei Kedushais. That means that you agree to me that it's considered two Kedushais, that these are two separate days, because if it was really considered Kedusha Achas, one full long day of Kedusha that's 48 hours long, then if the Erev was valid at the beginning of Yontif, that should go all the way through Shabbos, even if it was eaten. And so really, you should hold like me, says Rebbe Lezer, and we're going to discuss this more in the Gemara. So Gemara first clarifies, like we explained in the Mishnah already, so this is what the Mishnah is saying, either he makes an Erev only in one direction for two full days, or he can't make an Erev at all. And that's how we explained in the Mishnah, and we had said the Gemara is going to explain it, and that's what we just read. Now we further clarify, Rebbe Lezer does agree, that a person is not able to make an Erev half a day being able to go towards the south and half a day being able to go towards the north. And furthermore, Chatzuyayim Bedarim, Chatzuyayim Libnei Iroi, that's proper gear, so we take out the word Betzafayin. He also can't make an Erev half of the day being able to go to the south and half a day just being like everyone else in his city with no Erev. So Amalei the Chum told Rebbe Lezer, if that's so, Kashem Shalei Chalak Talanu Yayim Echad, the same way that you don't split one day into two, Kachle Tachlek Lanu Shnei Yamim. So too, you shouldn't split 2 days. That's because 2 days of holiness is considered Kedusha Achas. It's really like one long Kedusha. And that's a Chum's question on Rebbe Lezer. Now, Veshavan, they do both agree, Shaloyit Nanu Basal, that the guy should not take his Eruv and put it in a basket with a whole bunch of other bread. And why is that? So Rav Bali explains, Shem Yishkach V'Yichlenu, perhaps he's going to forget, he's going to end up eating the bread, and the Eruv is gone, and it's not going to be valid for the next day. So therefore, he should be careful to keep the Eruv bread separate from all other breads. Now, let's say, Nasan Basal, it was placed inside a basket, and now he doesn't know where the Eruv bread is. There was 9 loaves in the basket, now there's 10, with the Eruv one mixed up into it. What's he supposed to do? So Melech HaSasal Hashem, he brings the whole basket to the place where his Shvisa is, and that means he knows for sure that his Eruv food is there. Now let's say the feared happens, Achas Echem Mehen Meba'ed Yoim, one of the loaves in the basket were eaten before Shabbos, so then Harei Zechamer Gamal, this guy is a Chamer Gamal, he's stuck. We just said don't put the Eruv in the basket, because maybe it's going to be eaten, and that's what happened. The Eruv was placed in the basket, a loaf of bread ended up being eaten, and we don't know which loaf of bread it was, and here's the challenge, at the beginning of Yontif, his Eruv was for sure valid, but now, maybe it was eaten. So if we're going to say that these 2 days together are considered Kedusha Achas, that's perfectly fine, and he would have 2,000 amas from his Eruv. But maybe it's Shtei Kedushas, which means the Eruv is not valid, and he has 2,000 amas only from his house, therefore he's limited to walking in between his house and his Eruv, but not in any other direction. And now we continue discussing another case of Eruv, Taman Tanin, over there we have a Mishnah, this comes from Seches Tful Yoim, Lagin Shehu Tful Yoim, we have a pitcher that's a Tful Yoim, which means it was Tameh, it was placed into the mikvah, even though for all intents and purposes it's Tahar, in regards to Truma, it will still passel Truma until Harav Shemesh, until nightfall. And what did he do? Imalu Menachavis, he filled up this Lagin, this pitcher, from a big barrel of, let's say, wine. Now, what was the status of this wine? Meiser Tevel. All this wine was Meiser Rishon, and the reason why we're calling it Tevel is because it didn't have the Trumas Meiser separated, which means that the Levi that owns this Meiser is not allowed to drink it until he separates Trumas Meiser and gives it to the Kayin. Now, here's the catch. We just said that Tvul Yoim passels Truma. The problem is, the Trumas Meiser needs to be separated before Shabbos. It can't be done on Shabbos. However, if he separates it before Shabbos, then the Kli, which is a Tvul Yoim, passels the Trumas Meiser. And when you're not allowed to chachila passel Trumas Meiser, what does he do? The Mishnah tells us that Imamar, if he says, Hareza Trumas Meiser, Misha Techshach, that this should become Trumas Meiser once it gets dark, Hareza Trumas Meiser, then it is Trumas Meiser. And that's because, as we said, Tvul Yoim loses the status at nightfall, and therefore he fills up the kli with meiser, Erev Shabbos, declares that this should be Trumas Meiser only once it gets dark, and by that time the kli isn't tame anymore. Therefore the Trumas Meiser does become pasul, and the larger barrel is now metuken and is allowed to be eaten. Now this is all with Trumas Meiser. However, im amar hareza Eruv, loyamer klom. If a person tries to do this and make it his Eruv, he tries to say this should be my Eruv once it gets dark, then it's not valid at all. And that's because, as we know, an Eruv kicks in bein hashmashes, which is before nightfall, making this produce still tevel, which can't be eaten. You have to be able to eat your Eruv bein hashmashes, but bein hashmashes, it's still tevel, it's not able to be eaten, so it's not a valid Eruv. Now Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rav Chama bar Akiva Makshi, he asked the following, the Masnisa deloy Rabbi Elazar. It seems that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar had said in our Mishnah, Ma'arvin l'adam yishetach shach, that's the proper gear, so take out the word ein, that we could make an Eruv for a person once it gets dark. Where do we see this in Rabbi Elazar Mishnah? Well, the Havamina is that since Rabbi Elazar Mishnah had allowed two separate Eruvin when Yontif goes into Shabbos, one Eruv could be in one direction, the other Eruv could be in a different direction. Now the question is, how does the Shabbos Eruv work? It can't be that he's putting down the Shabbos Eruv Erev Shabbos on Yom Tif, because number one, that's Hachana from Yom Tif to Shabbos. Number two, he's not allowed to even walk in that direction. If Erev Yom Tif, he made an Erev towards the east, on Yom Tif itself, he can't now walk towards the west to put an Erev down over there for Shabbos. That's out of his Tchum. So must be, in our Havamina at least we're saying, the Rebbe Elazar holds that on Shabbos itself, he could go to where he wants and put his Erev down, and that would be valid. So clearly, Rebbe Elazar our Mishnah is not like the Mishnah that we just quoted, because this Mishnah regarding the Tevel in the Kli that's a Tevul Yoim said that the Erev will not be valid, meaning we're not able to do it Mishetach Shach. However, Yirmiyah says B'Shem Rav Zeira, that's not true. Divrei HaKoyel Hitaman. Over there, it's according to everybody. This Mishnah that we just quoted regarding the Tevul Yoim and the Tevel is according to everybody. Rebbe Elazar agrees to the din that you can't make an Erev Mishetach Shach. From Hachai over here, how is Rebbe Elazar Machshir to Erevin? That's because Mibachal Hu Kana LeShvisa L'Shnei Yomim. He's Kana Shvisa during the weekday for 2 days. On Thursday afternoon, he's Kana Shvisa for Yontif and for Shabbos, and that's how it's working. Now, Rav Chagah bar Rav Chagah suggests the following. Let's say it's a regular week, and this guy is standing there on Thursday. Va'amar, he says as follows, Tikna li shvisa b'Shabbos. I should be kind of my shvisa over here for Shabbos. He puts down some food, let's say. He makes himself an Eruv Thursday afternoon for Shabbos, and there's a whole day of Friday in between. So, that's Rebbe Elazar, Kana. Seemingly, according to Rebbe Elazar, he's Kana, because we just explained in our Mishnah that according to Rebbe Elazar, that we could put down two Eruvin on Thursday, one for Friday, one for Shabbos. So it means that any regular week, he could put down an Eruv on Thursday for Shabbos. However, Chav Zayin Amar Alf on top, Al Datayu De Rabbanon Loi Kana. According to Rabbanon, he wouldn't be Kana, because Rabbanon said, you can't put down an Eruv on Thursday, which is Erev Yomtif, for Shabbos, which is 2 days later. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael argues and says that no, and Ramesh is talking about a unique din, because V'lama Ein Ma'arvin La'adam May Erev Yomtif L'Shabbos, that's a proper girsa. Why is it that according to Chachamim, a person is not able to make his Eruv on Erev Yomtif, on Thursday afternoon for Shabbos? That's because Shekain Ein Ma'arvin L'Adam Erev Shabbos L'Shabbos. That's a proper girso. He can't put down his Eruv on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, as we had explained, since Erev Shabbos happens to be Yomtif. That's Hachana from Yomtif to Shabbos. So since he's not able to put down his Eruv on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, he's not able to put down his Eruv on Erev Yomtif for Shabbos either. From Hacha over here, in this case, Rav Chagah just mentioned, where it's just a regular week and he wants to put down an Eruv on Thursday afternoon for Shabbos, Hayol V'Hu Roy L'Arev Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, since if he wanted to, he could make an Erev on Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is just a regular day this week, so he could put it down on Friday if he wants. So Ma'arev Afil B'Chamisha B'Shabbos, he could even put down his Erev a day earlier on Thursday for Shabbos, no problem. Now we conclude with the Braisa that clarifies the Machlekes that we had at the end of the Mishnah. Amar Lahen Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar said to the Chamim, Yatem Moidim Li, don't you agree to me, Shem Erev B'Kikar B'Rishayin, that if he makes an Erev with a loaf of bread for the first day for Yontif, Shum Erev B'Kikar B'Sheni, that he has to use that very same loaf for the second day, and that would mean Shem Achol B'Rishayin, that if that loaf of bread was eaten on the first day, if something happened to it, Shu Erev L'Rishayin V'Ein Erev L'Sheni, it's an Erev only for the first day and not for the second day, which means that Havishtei Kedushai Sein, that these 2 days that are right next to each other are actually two separate Kedushais. And so writes says Rebbe Elazar, however, V'Inun Masivin Le, they respond to him by asking him, the Ein Atomai Delanu, don't you agree to us, She'ein Ma'arvin L'Adam Metchila B'Yomtif, that a person can't make an Erev L'Chatchila on Yomtif for Shabbos, and that means that have a kedusha achasi, that it's considered like one long kedusha, and that's why the Erev has to take place on Erev Yomtif, not on Shabbos, and therefore we're correct. And here we have a little bit of a better understanding of this machlekes, Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, and what their responses would be to each other. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches with more cases of Erev. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.